This is Davinston.
And we are back. We'll do some scamming scammers if I can find that stupid thing.
Yay, Jane story.
Jane's girl. Do you remember where we were with that, Pip?
I don't remember.
You suck cock. All right. All right. What are you laughing at?
You can imagine to see the news. Yeah.
It's Italian dressing.
We have that story ready. Well, not yet, Bill. You suck cock.
Be good news.
Funny.
So last time, remember, worlds collided. Because Jane tried to get with my our pal, Kevin Israel. And Kevin was playing a superhero character, as you'll recall. So then I started introducing all the superhero into Jane's world, and it did not go well. She was angry with me.
Oh, right. That's right.
Okay, so we'll play our theme music. Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever. So the last thing I did with Jane, because we had this big fight, was I sent her a link to the Police's song Every Breath You Take, which is about stalking, because I was alluding to the fact I knew what she was doing.
Right.
So February 13th, 2018, I messaged Jane. I say, did you ever see the movie Focus? She says, no. Why? I said, oh, I saw it. It had Meatloaf in it, and he played a really bad man. It bothered me. This is true. Meatloaf was in this movie Focus. He was a racist. This movie Focus. She goes, oh, sorry about your deed. I go, my deed? She goes, don't worry. I go, it just bothered me that somebody I admire could play such a bad person. She goes, is the person I? I go, what do you mean? You said someone you admired is a bad person. Like, I fucking admire this bitch? Where does she get off?
Who the hell do you think you are?
But I thought that's what you were alluding to.
No, as I'll tell her what I told you. I meant Meatloaf, and I'll add stupid for you, because you should know better. She goes, okay, why do you message me again? I go, why not? She goes, why not what? You called me a fraud. I go, we had a fight. You called me stingy. She goes, are you not stingy? You don't care.
Are you not stingy? In other words, but you are a stingy fuck.
Yes. I go, is that what you think? She goes, I didn't think it's the truth. Can I ask you a question? I go, you can ask. She goes, do you really love me?
How long have you known her?
Oh, like a year.
Okay.
I go, let me ask you a question. She goes, answer my question first. So I go, maybe. She goes, you're not sure of yourself? I go, do you think I should love you? And if so, why? She goes, excuse me, I asked you a question. I go, when I asked you one, I answered your question. She goes, ask me again. What, Pip?
Sounds like an obnoxious essay question. Do you love me? And if so, why?
Yeah.
Show all work.
Yeah, sure. You get it. I go, do you think I should love you? And if so, why? She goes, it's your choice, Davin, not mine. Do whatever you want to do.
Oh, boy. What a bitch.
I go, I asked you what you think, not what I should think. She goes, I think you should because I'm honest with you and I never cheated on you. But your selfish life will cover the truth for you.
Oh.
I go, selfish life? She goes, yeah, you're stingy.
So you haven't coughed up any dough.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, well, if that's what you really think, then we clearly should not be together. She goes, when we were together, what did you suffer me?
What?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I said, what?
You said what? We said what? I said what?
I go, have you been learning English with the meerkats again, dear?
Funny.
Because she remembers she's a zoology student.
Yeah.
She goes, what did you offer me, rather? I go, the same as you offered me. She goes, what did I offer you? I go, that's a great question. What did you offer? She goes, you said you offered me what I offer you, then I asked you what I offer you.
You know what the funny thing is? These scammers, they try to put a guilt thing on you,
uh-huh.
And we all seen it, and I see what there's one I'm working with, and it's funny. You just take it and just bamboozle the shit out of them.
That's how this bit works.
I know you are, but what am I?
She goes, so I go, no, she goes, you said you offer me what I offer you, then I ask what I offer you. I said,
get me?
Yeah. So I go, so we do not know what we offer each other. She goes, LOL.
Even she's like, what the fuck? Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, why, LOL, why did you message me again? I go, to keep you out of trouble, winky emoji. She goes, which trouble? Over here? I go, I think we both know. Some things are best left unsaid. She goes, like? I go, let's just say I know the X Factor, another X-Men reference, and leave it there. If you happen to guess what the X Factor is, I'll tell you a secret. She goes, British reality show? Good for her. I go, nope. She goes, okay, tell me what it meant. I go, guess correctly or I will tell you in our video chat. She goes, you start with the video chat again. How do you want me to do that? I go, we could do it on your phone or at an internet cafe. I told you once we do it that you will get your plane ticket. That you will get your plane ticket.
You're an old pro at this shit.
I most certainly am.
Yeah.
She goes, Davin, since I'm unable to do that, what should I do again? Help with the internet bill so that we can video chat, you said no. I go, I suggested a job and you flipped out. I think it's the best solution. Once we video chat, you get a payment of $3,000, which you can take care of your travel. She goes, LOL, you giving me $3,000, but you can't offer $500 for internet bill. I don't believe you, even though I'm unable to do video call.
Kind of called you bluff on that one.
Yeah, she did.
What now?
He's like, look at you throwing your fake money around.
I'm fake making it rain.
Oh, God, I love that. Like, at work, I'm going to negotiate something. I was like, well, isn't it? Oh, a fucking ace card. Okay.
Well, here's Monica. Well, if you don't trust me, then so be it. She goes, okay, do you see you're stingy? You're just lying about the money. I go, if you say so. She goes, are you saying you're not stingy? I go, I think we've been over this. I offered you a way to get us back on course and you to get to the USA. You have resorted to name calling.
Now, a lot of people would say, no, I'm not stingy and fess up with the money. You know, right. That's a true. However, him, no, I'm not stingy and you're not getting a dime.
I might be sleepy eyed, but I'm not stingy. That's There's right. only certain stereotypes I will tolerate.
Funny.
Are you sleepy eyed?
Might be. I'm a little drowsy. She goes, if you want to get me out of trouble, as you said, then help me with the internet bill. I go, I told you how this will go down. Either guess the X Factor or have the video chat. There will be no money before then.
Nice play.
Thank you. She goes, then chill. I go, I am very chill. She goes, cool. Then on Valentine's Day, she goes, happy Valentine's Day. This is on the 14th.
Uh-huh.
What greater thing is there for two human souls that to feel that they are joined, to strengthen each other, to be at one with each other in silent, unspeakable memories? Let us make memories of a lifetime. Happy Valentine's Day.
Somebody's been at the dollar store looking at cards.
Sure. And it wasn't I. I go, happy Valentine's Day, baby. She goes, how were your night? How was your night? Where are you? I go, it was okay. Had a couple of friends over. How are you? It was the radio show.
Yeah, funny.
She goes, I'm trying to be fine. What's up today? I go, I have a show tonight. Big Valentine's Day show. She goes, that's cool for you to rehearse for your performance. I go, no, I know my act and make up a lot of it in the moment. She goes, you just for the first attract your audience so that you can feel better.
Right.
I go,
what she just said, what?
I go, what do you mean? She goes, you drive to tour audience first. Yeah, I still don't understand.
No, nor should you.
She goes, you do freestyle on stage first just to attract your audience. I go, no, I'm just reacting to them and what is going on. I have no plan. My mind works fast and I'm in the moment. She goes, that's cool, sharp man.
Finally, everybody likes a sharp man. Dun, 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 dun.
You done butchering ZZ Top?
That is shoehorn, that line, I think.
Yeah.
No shoehorn rule.
No. I go, thank you. That is very kind of you, Gigi. She goes, should I give you a name too? I would call you DD. I go, what is DD short for? Davin Drug. It should be DDH. Davin Drug Hooker, LOL. apparently she got a laugh out loud.
All right.
Good for Jane, apparently. I go, okay, well now you're being mean. Goodbye.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a little nasty.
Really?
She goes, where are you going? I go, I just think what you said is mean. We're having a nice moment, and you made it shitty. I don't feel like fighting, so I'm just going to excuse myself from this situation.
Good day.
She goes, I was kidding, Gavin. I'm sorry.
Wow.
She goes, Gavin? She goes, it was a mistake. I mean, Davin. I go, okay. She goes, so where are you now? I go, about to work out. She goes, to where? I go, I mean to exercise. She goes, okay, cool, exercise. She goes, okay, cool, exercise is good for flowing of the blood in body.
Nice.
That's what the tape says.
Thanks. Yeah. Good for that.
Flowing of the blood in body. Thanks from the Mayo Clinic. Mayonnaise Clinic.
I go, agreed. Do you exercise? She goes, not here in Nigeria. I go, some things you can do in your apartment. She goes, yeah, Davin, where's my Valentine's Day gift?
Boy, oh boy, she's cutting right through the horse shit.
So I go, you have the
whiplash from that.
Yeah, seriously, I go, you have the subtlety of a sledgehammer.
Really?
She goes, do you want to kill me? I go, where'd you come up with that? She goes, sledgehammer. I go, ah, you misunderstood. I go, if I wanted you dead, you would be dead. I don't, so you're not. She go, will you get me a gift for Valentine's Day? I go,
sledgehammer.
Yeah. I go, it kind of ruins it when you ask for it. Takes all the fun out of it. She goes, will you get me iTunes card? I go, do you always ask for stuff?
Yeah, really?
She goes, yeah, it's the gig. No.
That's true.
It is. She goes, I know you won't. It's just a gift for a special day. I go, right. Mm. She goes, you don't value me at all. I go, I thought we were broken up. She goes, still cool. I said deserve respect. I go, no, you said you deserve a gift card. You did not say you deserve respect.
Deserve a gift card? I deserve respect. No, I said you deserve a gift card. Oh, God. Then you know what should be? Fuck you, click.
Nobody can escape me. You should know you haven't been able to.
Oh, that's hysterical.
She goes,
oh, my God. You're getting ahead of yourself, honey.
Yes. She goes, as you said, you will give me gift or not. I go, I did not say. I go, you demanded one and then demanded respect. She goes, okay, will you give me or not? I go, respect? She goes, I mean iTunes gift card. I go, what about respect? She goes, also. I go, it can only be one. Do you want the gift card or do you want respect? It can't be both.
I'd respect you more if you'd stopped asking for a gift card.
You are a federal case.
What do you mean I'm a federal case? It worked for us.
I know, but it's just, it's like, it's, they don't expect answers like that.
Well, no, and people expect, don't.
I'm sorry, honey, I will get you your gift card. It's like, fuck you, you want respect, you want a gift card. You want respect or a gift card?
She answers. What do you think she says?
She wants the gift card.
Pip, what do you think she says?
I think she tells you to screw yourself.
She said gift card, Joe, for the win.
Of course. What are you? That's what she's here for.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't, she's not going to suddenly get more. She's not. She's trying to miss a mark. She's not going to suddenly find fucking morals.
She go. Excuse me. I go. Music is more important than respect. She goes, no, but you'll never gave me respect, so I prefer the card. I go, that's not true.
Smart girl. Hey, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like, I read your book, you magnificent bastard. It's like fighting Rommel. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the enemy.
I will not. I go, that's not true. She goes, okay, you can still get me the gift card. I go, how kind of you. She goes, you mean? I go, ? She goes, I don't get what you meant. I go, I don't understand what you meant. She goes, will you get me the card? I go, there's nothing more than a woman begging for, and there's nothing hotter than a woman begging for gifts.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, it's true. She goes, beg? Bye. I go, bye. February 17th, 2018. There was an attachment removed. I don't know what it was. She goes, today's my birthday.
Here's another reason why you should give me gifts.
Yeah. She had another attachment that was blocked, too. I go, happy birthday. Your attachments were blocked by Facebook. Are you sending something illegal or dangerous? She goes, which attachments? I go, no, now it shows it was a wave. It was just the way it was reading. She was waving to me on Facebook.
Right.
She goes, are you okay? I go, why do you ask? She goes, why are you asking such questions? Why are you? She says it twice. Why are you asking such questions? I go, it's really not like you these days to ask. That is all. I'm tired. How are you? She goes, what are you saying? I go, exactly what I said. She goes, an old acting strange like that of before. And then she goes, sorry. Why won't I act strange to you?
Boy, that made total sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I go, these days it's just odd for you to wonder how I am. She goes, you were telling your partner you were with hookers. How do you want her to feel?
Oh, wow.
All right, stop fucking cheering for her.
She's a good adversary.
She is. I go, and you call me stingy. And these are reasons why we are not together. She goes, you started first, man.
Yeah, you just said about hookers. Yeah, but you said I was stingy.
You got them pissed.
You started
whoever. You've got them. They're just trying to get this. And you know they're getting. They dropped their shield for a second. Got pissed.
It happens. I have a way of aggravating people.
You know, and if you're this guy doing this scam, and it's like, you started it first, man. They get flustered.
You started first, man. You keep on telling me about hookers. I go, I thought we were broken up. We were on a break. I do the old Friends thing.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
She goes, you keep on care less about me. I know you don't love me. You say the same thing every day. Damn it, I met you. I go, if that's what you really think, why are we talking? She goes, my ex cheated on me. Do you remember? I left the States. You did not care. You cheated. You stingy a lot on only you. Davin, fuck you up. Okay.
Wow.
Davin, fuck you up. I refer to be alone than wasting my time over your prat.
Your prat?
You heard her.
Yes, sir.
You're such a different being to lock up your parents. I actually remember that.
Stop. Yep. Yeah, you know what? This mark that is just.
Well, I'm supposed to be the mark.
That's what I'm saying. You're this mark that is absolutely infuriating the shit out of this person.
But why shouldn't they deal with what you deal with?
What's that?
Me being infuriating you.
Hysterical.
He goes, you're such a different being. Lock up your parents, not serious relationship, no kids. It's cool you think about your damn silly life. I go, geez, I'm pretty awful, yet here you are still talking. If you think I'm so bad, walk away. Don't let the tiger cage hit your ass on the way out. if you don't think I'm so bad, then stop being a bitch.
Ooh.
She goes, I'm telling you about your silly way of life, but you kept on saying some nonsense. I go, did I ask for your opinion on my lifestyle? Only one of us has ever been in jail, so get off your high horse.
Wait a minute. When was this fake Davin in jail? I forgot.
No, only one of us has been in jail. I said that to her.
Oh, I see. Oh, she was the one. Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Yes. She goes, should I surprise you? I'm back to States. I go, you're in the USA? She goes, yeah, I got back 2 days ago. Nobody surprised by that?
Yeah, I'm surprised she's taking that tactic.
I go, how'd you do that? She goes, you don't need to know that. I go,
so you don't need to know that. Well, she's saying she has no money. All of a sudden, she's gotten money for a flight?
Apparently. I go, so then why are we talking if I don't need to know? Listen, here's the deal. Either stop being a little bitch or get to stepping. Your bad attitude is tedious. You're not hot enough for me to put up with that.
Oh, my God.
No, fuck her.
Thank you, Joe.
No, man, fuck her. You know, she's putting you through all that. No, fuck her.
Thank you.
All right.
What's the problem, Pip?
Oh, my God, it's just so rude.
Yeah, but you want to know something? She's been pretty obnoxious, too.
Yeah, she's my silly wife. My stingy? Fuck her. So what do you think, Pip? You're not hot enough? Should we call it that?
Yeah, maybe.
She goes, I'm back to acting. That's the town in California.
She was going out for pilot season.
She could be Stephanie in the
movie. Yeah, funny.
I go, good. Have fun there. She goes, go away. I go, so we will not be honeymooning in Hawaii? She goes, you show me the real you when I was in Nigeria. Or go, or maybe I was testing you.
Ooh, nice play. Nicely played.
She goes, nice. Then what was your result? I go, well, you were doing well, but this recent shitty attitude is disappointing. I'd hope we'd be together on my yacht, but clearly that is not going to happen.
Your yacht. Now,
it's the first time I'm dropping the yacht.
I was just saying that because I didn't fancy, you know, the story that you were a man of wealth.
Oh, I can't be.
Okay. Pip, I never thought he was a man of wealth. Suddenly there's a yacht.
What, Pip?
You know we're switching it up. I like this.
Yeah. I got to adjust you.
I understand. No, yacht's a very good play.
She goes, you were doing well until I went to jail and forgot me for the hookers. I go, maybe that was part of the test.
Well, I got a yacht. I got to fill them with something.
You know, Joe, you've never made more sense on that. I'll tell you what, this grand jury thing really clears your head.
Funny.
Yeah.
I go, maybe that was part of the test. Did you ever think of that? Of course not, because you assumed the worst of me. You never held me in high regard. I wanted to see how strong our love was. It was not strong enough, so it is better we found out now. It is okay. No hard feelings. I hope you have a wonderful life. Goodbye, Gigi. She says goodbye.
Oh, wow.
February 18th, Sunday, 8:38 in the morning. You can't quit me.
Not with a yacht, no. I want to go on the fucking thing and I don't know it exists.
Exactly.
I just want a damn gift card.
She goes, hello, good morning, and happy Sunday. I go, hi, how is it being home?
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Ahoy, a whore.
A whore. I go, hi, how is it being home? She goes, I've been missing a lot. Can I see a picture of you? I go, I would imagine so. I go, why? You know what I look like, and we aren't even a couple. She goes, I would just want to see your face, that's all.
Yeah, do you?
I go, okay, I'll try and find one when I get going. Can you send a picture of you? She goes, after you send yours. I go, why? I'm just not at my computer with pictures yet. Still in bed. Send yours. I'll send mine, I promise. She goes, you can snap with your phone like that. I go, you go first. She goes, why are you like this? Tell me you're stingy of pictures, LOL.
It's Sunday morning and you're busting my balls. Christ, I didn't have coffee yet.
Why are you like this is probably the question of the ages.
All right, fuck you. No yacht for you, Pip.
Oh, damn it.
Somebody play an air raid siren to help her fucking
You should
headache.
Be a happy man. Your Yankees are kicking ass.
Yeah, good. Yeah, but I'm dealing with a jackass on the other line.
Gotcha. It
evens out. She goes, why are you like this? Tell me you're stingy of pictures, LOL. I go, oh, very stingy with my pictures, but I do it for your own good. Too much of a good thing will spoil you, winky emoji. She goes, will you send the pictures or not? I go, you first.
Oh, my God.
What? You know, fuck you again, lady. What's your big hurry with the pictures? Why don't you send yours first?
Yeah.
Always with me first. Send your pictures first.
We've never been more simpatico than we are now.
Yeah, right.
She goes, hey. I go, ho, hip-hop, hooray.
Hysterical.
Nice.
She goes, LOL, oh yeah, A. I give her a smiley face. Omo, she goes, Omo L. I go, what song is that from? She goes, Ola Riburuku.
Oh, I know those guys. I think we opened for them.
Write that in the script. I go, what does that mean? She goes, LOL. I go, why is that funny? She goes, send your picture. By the way, why is she naming a fucking Nigerian? Like, she broke character. She named a Nigerian band.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think a girl from acting would have that off the tip of her tongue in her iPod.
Dope.
She goes, why? I go, why is that funny? She goes, send your picture. I go, why? Are you going to masturbate to it?
You can only hope.
She goes, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
A good sauce splashing picture.
All right, Pip, call it that. A good sauce splashing picture. All right, we have something to call this part of the show. She goes, I go, LOL, I don't believe you. She goes, why? I go, you just have never expressed such lust before.
Yeah, really, it's refreshing.
It really is. She goes, but I'm tired of toy. I go, we've taken a completely different turn
here.
Yeah,
really.
I tell you, Joe, sometimes you got to be the bad boy with these bitches.
Apparently, she got a little dirty spot in her there.
Yeah, she does, and she wants to make more of a dirty spot on me.
That's right.
She goes, but I'm tired of toy. I go, you're going to use my picture instead of a toy? How? She goes, I just send it. I go, you sent what? She goes, the picture of you. I go, you first. She goes, oh, I want a release on your head.
What?
You heard the woman.
Wait a minute. Wait, you have been sold.
Why? I can be attractive.
No. I mean, this is a completely different person.
Why?
Because a completely different, like, way of talking.
What was the last line that he read?
We were arguing about the picture. Uh-huh. The picture of you. I go, you first. She goes, oh, I just want a release on your head.
Got you. You might have been sold, but somebody wants to. Somebody's looking for pictures for a new profile. You know, I think they're running out of male photos,
and you can't find them photos online.
The why is she so adamant about the picture?
You heard her. She just wants to release on my head. What's wrong with you?
I'm an asshole. I'm sorry. I didn't really
it was the most coherent sentence she said the whole fucking time. And
it'd
you
be like releasing in a cake, you know.
Some people like that too.
Kept in a tub under the sink.
Oh. I go, wow.
Funny.
She goes, you love that. I go, do you love it? She goes, yes. I go, nice. She goes, what about you? I go, what do you mean? She goes, do you love me to masturbate on your head?
Sure.
I go, it is flattering, I think. She goes, I'm serious. I go, you're doing that now? She goes, no, send your pictures. I go, you send yours. We can do it together. She goes, no. I go, why no? She goes, you don't love me. I love you. I go, love is...
Trying to change the subject really quick. Trying to change the subject really quick.
She goes, you don't love me. I love you. I go, love is coming on my head?
Something about Jane.
She goes, I don't know. I go, I think if we do it together, it'll make us closer. I will associate you with pleasure and happiness. She goes, I will not send it because you refused to send me money when I was in Nigeria.
Aha! Aha!
I wasn't sold.
Aha! All right, we go that theories out, but aha!
I'm just hot,
okay.
And she wants my money.
Aha! And that's what she's trying to do. She wants to, she's a little bit of a ransom.
So the prize is I send her money and I get, she comes on the picture of me?
There you go.
I don't see how I win.
Well,
I don't see how you win either.
No. She goes, I will not send you because you refused to send me money when I was in Nigeria. I go, so you were angry with me, but you want to come on me.
Is it like a spite self-sucking? What is this?
Oh, I'd love that. She goes, yeah, because I still love you so much, but I need to let you know you did wrong. I go... I go, and I just told you how I think maybe we can get back to how we used to be. Reprogram me, so to speak, and you refuse. She goes, because I have no money for that. Do you really love me? I go, no money to send a picture? She goes, not that. I go, that's all I asked you. She goes, I'll send a picture now. I go, okay, and I'll reciprocate when you do. And she sends a picture.
Okay, good. Really nice. Oh, of course that's her.
I go, it does not look like the same person you sent me when we met.
Because it's not.
She goes, send your picture now. I just sent any pictures. I go, but I think it's a different person you're sending. I'm confused. She goes, yeah, it's not me.
So what the fuck good is that?
I go, well, more or less. I go, well, what was the purpose of that?
Yeah, why don't you send a picture of you and it's your neighbor next door?
Yeah.
That's not me. It's my neighbor next door.
I go, I want you. I go, are you trying to foolish me? Really? 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 She triggered me.
Oh, no. Is that really a keystroke?
It's a trigger word, yep.
She goes, because I don't want to send you my picture. I go, so instead you decide to lie to me? Goodbye, Jane.
Good day.
She goes, you offended me. I said goodbye. That's what I wrote to her.
She'll be back.
And she goes, goodbye, LOL. And that's where we will leave it. What are your thoughts, Kiss?
You know, I think it's fascinating that you had tried so hard to get some of the other girls to come across with some, you know, lovey-dovey talk, and she's all of a sudden talking about coming on your head.
Well, Pip, you know, I'm playing hard to get, and she's turned on. I get it.
I don't. Why does she want that picture so bad?
I think because she. Yeah. I think to make fake profiles.
That's what I was saying before. Yeah,
and if you could get a real person. It's a lot better than getting one of the stock
That's what I'm
ones.
Saying. They're yeah. looking to get profile, so yeah. that's why she's so adamant about it.
But the coming on the head came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they probably figured, let's try this tack to get you excited and to get you aroused, and you would probably be more likely to send the photo.
Mm. So you don't think she really wanted to come on my head?
Not really, no. I'm sorry. Awful. Sorry to let you down.
Kind of no.
Kind of no. A lot of no.
Yeah, but you guys didn't think Belinda had a thing for me either, and you were wrong.
Well, the jury was still out on that, too.
They all love me. Why else would
the
they put up
with
me?
The jury was still out on that. I mean, we listened to the, you know, I mean, when those segments over, listened to the clips, and it was like hot and cold every day, you know?
Listen, still, the coming on the head came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it really did. It's just like, why that specific act?
Because
of all the things she could have said.
Look, I realize it's erotic as having concrete poured, but it seemed like they might want to take the tact that they want to try to get you aroused to, you know, get you in that state where they'll send the picture.
Well, I mean, she said
what's
she
coming next, no pun intended, you know?
We'll have to tune in.
Funny.
Wait, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, talk about pouring concrete again, but slower.
Yeah.
Pip wants to release one of her captive cats.
Funny.
Let's just have pussy-to-pussy time.
You take that Portland. You take that Portland cement.
So what do you think of this fake Davin's game thus far?
I really like the throwing out the the yacht thing, because you're saying, yeah, well, maybe I was testing you lying here on my yacht. It's like, now she has to wonder, hey, does he really have money? Is that possible? I mean, she already taunted you about being stingy and then saying, yeah, you got 2,000. You couldn't give me 500. But it's got to be, like, tempting to think, but what if he does have money?
That's the game.
And, you know, the yacht came out of nowhere, which is good. But there is a good volley between the both of you. I mean,
you
got a worthy opponent on your hands.
No, this is not bad.
She'll throw you something that you got to think quick or figure something out on the fly.
But I have called her bluff. I'm like, don't let the tiger cage hit you on the way out.
She called your bluff as well in several couple of paragraphs.
She keeps coming back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. You know, she'll tell you to go to hell, and then next thing you know, there she is again.
All right. Well, all right, let's thank some folks. Tower of Energy is an energy read it right, stupid. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but it's an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, a wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have any dates coming up next?
We will.
All right. Stay tuned for that. But check them out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. It's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Pip, what's cracking?
I'd like people to check out Mr. Helix's radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com every 3 to 6. p.m. Eastern Time. It's a really good show. Good music. And he's got funny little tidbits in there. So please listen.
There you go. Joe, what's going on?
Jury duty, and that's it.
It's made you smarter.
Yeah. Funny.
Side Swimming Productions presents live comedy on Wednesday, April 25th at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey, starring Pete Michaels, Eric Haft, and Aaron Camino-Smith. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. Friday, April 27th, I'll be in Friday, April 27th, I'll be in Freehold, New Jersey, at the American Hotel. For tickets, call 732-431-3220. And on Sundays, reading is going to be tough. Saturday, April... Saturday, April 28th, I'll be in Parsippany, New Jersey, performing on a fundraiser. For tickets, call 973-335-0555. All right. Yeah. So, got a good show next week. Don't know what's going to be on it, but I'm sure it'll be interesting. I guess we'll go back to Ann Jackson next week, unless something else comes up.
Yeah.
I'm in an Ann Jackson mood.
Are you?
Yeah.
I happen to have some ready. Would you like to rip off another 3 hours of show?
No.
Go home. All right. Thank everybody for listening live. Thank people for contributing in the chat room. Thank you guys for listening on the podcast or the replay, whoever else you're listening to. We appreciate it. So we're going to get out of here. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
No one.
Don't tell them yet. I forgot to cue up the music. We'll do it again. I fucked up. I forgot we were leaving. I didn't know we had enough of this nonsense. False start, pre-cum.
Do over.
All right. Yeah, so bye. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Ugh. Either way, keep on listening.